ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु अनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरते य उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् एण्ड् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज़् आल्सो स्ट्रेन्त् एण्ड् आल् दि आर्गन्स् बिकम् वेल् डेवलप्ड् एव्रिथिङ्ग् इस् दि ब्रह्मन् रिवील्ड् इन् दि उपनिषत्स्। मे ऐ नाट् डिनै ब्रह्मन् May not Brahman deny me. Let there be no spurning of Brahman by me. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. We have started the Kena Upanishad. Kena Upanishad belongs to Samaveda. There is an Anuvaka called Talavakara Anuvaka, and this Samaveda, this branch of the Samaveda called Talavakara. So this Upanishad also goes by another name, that is called Talavakara Anuvaka. Kena forms the ninth chapter of the Talavakara branch in the Samaveda. The ninth chapter of the Talavakara Shaka. What do the other eight Shakas do? The eight preceding chapters deal with karma and upasana processes, constituting in them the details of certain rituals and formalities. So why the preceding eight chapters deal with karma and upasana? First karmas, then a higher step is upasanas. Why? Because when a student wants to apply for PhD, he has to pass the nursery school, then he has to pass the elementary school, middle school, high school, then college, then university. Only then he becomes acceptable. So, you get the idea. That is, karma is the first step, upasana is the next step, and the last step, last sadhana, is the real sadhana. Why? Because Vedas have to cater to all sorts of people, for the children, for the grown-ups, and then for the matured person who are called wise. Until a human being becomes wise, he belongs to the otherwise category. So, no karma is useless, no upasana useless. In fact, they constitute the very core of sadhana, of evolution. Now, let me outline it. We have every human being, and remember, Purusharthas are desirable objects, are belonging only to the Purushas. Purusha means human beings. The peak of biological evolution are human beings. What is the speciality? As soon as an animal becomes a human being, then that human being becomes a self-objectifying human being. It means every human being has that capacity to look at himself as we look at any other object purely through the mental action. And every human being has got two instruments, the body and the mind. And both the body and mind have to experience the world. And the world consists of many, many degrees of experiences, the lower and the higher. So what does the Veda do? Or the, to be more precise, the first part of the Veda, which is called Karma Kanda, it slowly trains the person and transforms the person so that his desires become more and more refined, and ultimately he understands what is the result of karma, what is the result of upasana, and he says, these are wonderful, they are good, but they are not sufficient. That is called real understanding, that is called wisdom, and it happens only in very fortunate few people, which Bhagavad Gita tells us, manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvatah. One in a million only has this wisdom. So we have to be very happy that if somebody calls me unwise, I have a huge company, I am not alone in this world. In fact, the wise people are very few in number. So, what are these karmas? Karmas include yajnas, yagas, and a person goes on doing. What does he get? Punyam, sukham, and then in this world and in the other world, the Vedas tell us there are other worlds also. And then he goes several times up and down, because as soon as the credit is over, a person has to come down, both not only from heaven, but from hell also. So, having come a few times, slowly his understanding widens, deepens, and then he feels that this coming and going are no longer acceptable to me. Is there any way? And then the scripture itself tells, as we have studied in the Mundaka Upanishad, Satyam, all these rituals, yajnas, yagas, swargas, and everything is absolutely true. They are not false. But adridha, plava, ethe, these are all like unstable, leaky boats. They will drown us in the ocean of samsara sagara, because every leaky boat, it drowns sooner or later a person. That means, we will be subjected to threefold suffering called tapatraya, because there are three sources, adhi, bhautika, adhyatmika, and adhi, daivika. Then, when a person not understanding that higher types of enjoyments in this world are mixed with three types of defects. One is, first of all, they are very temporary. You pay so much money and you will get so much only. You are served only so much time, whether it be it a hotel, be it an aeroplane, anything. This is first. Second is that every happiness that we get, we pay not only in the form of karma, but in the form of suffering. This is hard for many of us to understand. So I go to a very good restaurant, I am paying money. Is it not giving me happiness? Yes, it does. But that will not give you happiness. It is only 1% of happiness. Anything that, any object gives me only 1% of happiness. What is the 99% we have to pay through unhappiness? 99% unhappiness plus 1% happiness is called sukham. I have illustrated it many times, but I need you to repeat it both for my own sake and for all of your sake. Supposing a first class meal is served to you, how much can you enjoy it? Doesn't depend upon the meal. If you are 10% hungry, your happiness of that meal will be only 10%. If it is 50%, it will be 50%. If it is 99%, your happiness will be 99%. Why? Because what is happiness? You are removing 99, 10% of hunger ఆర్ 50% ఆఫ్ హంగర్ ఆర్ 99% ఆఫ్ ది హంగర్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఫిల్డ్ విత్ హ్యాపీనెస్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ హార్డ్ ఫర్ అస్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ ఎక్స్టర్నల్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్ అలోన్ కాన్స్టిట్యూట్ ఓన్లీ ఎ వెరీ స్మాల్ బిట్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్. ది రియల్ హ్యాపీనెస్ ఈస్ ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ మై బాడీ అండ్ ది స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ మై మైండ్. దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ దుఃఖ మిశ్రితత్వం, దట్ ఈస్ ఎ మిక్స్చర్ ఆఫ్ దుఃఖ అండ్ సుఖ. వాట్ ఈస్ ది ప్రపోర్షన్? 50-50. వాట్ ఈస్ 50-50? వన్ హార్స్ అండ్ వన్ ర్యాబిట్. దట్ ఈస్ ది హార్స్ ఈస్ లైక్ 99% అండ్ ర్యాబిట్ ఈస్ లైక్ ఓన్లీ 1%. దట్ ఈస్ వై దెర్ ఈస్ ఎ బ్యూటిఫుల్ శ్లోక, ఆర్జనే రక్షణే దానే వ్యయే పాపిచ వస్తుతః దుఃఖమేవ సదా నృణాం నధనం సుఖ సాధనం. సంబడి వాంట్స్ మనీ, వై ఈ థింగ్స్ ఈ కెన్ గెట్ హ్యాపీనెస్. సో ధనం ఆర్ వెల్త్ ఈజ్ అన్ ఇన్స్ట్రుమెంట్ ఆఫ్ హ్యాపీనెస్, సో వీ థింక్. బట్ టు అప్టైన్ దట్ బై మెనీ మచ్ అన్హ్యాపీనెస్ ఇస్ టు బి పెయిడ్. ఆర్జనే ఎక్వైరింగ్ వెల్త్, రక్షణే ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ దట్, దానే హౌ మచ్ షుడ్ ఐ స్పెండ్, హౌ మచ్ షుడ్ ఐ బి చారిటబుల్, వ్యయే హౌ మచ్ షల్ ఐ స్పెండ్ ఇట్. వస్తుతః దుఃఖమేవ నృణాం సదా. ఫర్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ దిస్ ఈస్ ఇన్ రియాలిటీ, దిస్ ఈస్ ఎ ఫ్యాక్ట్, ఇస్ నథింగ్ బట్ దుఃఖ. ఎక్వైరింగ్ ఈజ్ దుఃఖ, ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ఈజ్ దుఃఖ, అండ్ వెన్ యూ గివ్ టు సంబడి యూ రిగ్రెట్ ఇట్ సో మచ్. ఈవెన్ దో ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ గో ఆన్ మోర్నింగ్ అండ్ వీపింగ్ అండ్ షౌటింగ్ దట్ వెన్ యూ గివ్ సంథింగ్ సంబడి ఈజ్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ గెటింగ్ బట్ ది మెయిన్ బెనిఫిషియరీ ఈజ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్. యూ ఆర్ ట్రాన్స్ఫరింగ్ యువర్ ఓన్ మనీ టు యువర్ ఓన్ బెటర్ బ్యాంక్. దట్ ఈస్ వై ఐ కాల్ గాడ్ యాజ్ వాట్ యు రిమెంబర్ ఇంటర్లోక ఇన్సూరెన్స్ కంపెనీ. ఇస్ దేర్ ఎనీ వే? ఎస్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఏ వెరీ వే ఇస్ దేర్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ యోగా. దిస్ ఈస్ వాట్ ముండకోపనిషత్ ది వెరీ ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ సెకండ్ సెక్షన్ 7th మంత్ర సేస్, ప్లవాహి ఏతే అదృఢా యజ్ఞ రూపాః అష్టాదశ ఉక్తం అవరం యేషు కర్మ ఏతత్ శ్రేయః ఈ అభినందంతి మూఢాః జరా మృత్యుం తే పునరేవ అపి యంతి. వాట్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ ఇస్ ఆల్ దిస్ యజ్ఞాస్ యాగాస్ ఎనీ టైప్ ఆఫ్ కర్మ దట్ ఈస్ డన్ బై ది బాడీ అండ్ ది మైండ్ ది రిజల్ట్స్ ఆర్ ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ లిమిటెడ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ లైక్ లీకీ బోట్స్ విచ్ కెనాట్ టేక్ అస్ అక్రాస్ ది ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ సంసార. అండ్ దోస్ ఫూల్స్ ఆర్ దోస్ పీపుల్ హూ థింక్ దిస్ ఇస్ ది హైయెస్ట్ గోల్ టు గో టు హెవెన్ ఆర్ టు అప్టైన్ హయ్యర్ హ్యాపీనెస్. దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ మూఢాహ అన్వైజ్ పీపుల్ బికాస్ దే హ్యావ్ టు బి రీబోర్న్ అగైన్ అండ్ అగైన్. బర్త్ మీన్స్ ఓల్డ్ ఏజ్, బర్త్ మీన్స్ డెత్, బర్త్ మీన్స్ డిసీజ్, బర్త్ మీన్స్ ఎనీ నంబర్ ఆఫ్ అన్హ్యాపీనెసెస్. సో దేర్ ఆర్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ 3 టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్స్. ఎవరి యాక్షన్ ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇన్ టు 3 టైప్స్. రిమెంబర్ ఆల్ దీస్ 3 కెన్ బి కర్మయోగ ఆర్ యజ్ఞ యాగ పూజ ఎట్సెట్రా. ఫిజికల్ వెర్బల్ అండ్ మెంటల్ దైహిక వాచిక అండ్ మానసిక. సో 3 టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ బెటర్మెంట్స్, దట్ ఈస్ ది బాడీ షుడ్ బి వెల్, ది మైండ్ షుడ్ బి వెరీ హెల్దీ, లుక్ అట్ ది వరల్డ్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ డెవలప్డ్ కంట్రీస్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఎ గ్రేట్ ట్రాజెడీ. మోర్ దాన్ 40% ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఆర్ మెంటల్లీ సిక్. సో దిస్ ఈస్ ది ప్రాబ్లం. ఫర్ దీస్ ఆల్ దీస్ కర్మాస్ దట్ మీన్స్ ది రిజల్ట్స్ ఆఫ్ ది కర్మాస్ ఆర్ మిక్స్డ్ విత్ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఆర్ మిక్స్డ్ విత్ అన్హ్యాపీనెస్, సెకండ్లీ దే ఆర్ టెంపరీ, అండ్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఎ థర్డ్ డిఫెక్ట్ విచ్ ఈస్ ఫార్ వర్స్ దెన్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది థర్డ్ డిఫెక్ట్? We see only the happiness, we get attached to them, we develop a longing, I wish to have the same experience again. Yes, you want to go to a first class hotel, it is wonderful, enjoy for a few days and you want to experience again and again and again and again, but you forget, first of all, you have to pay heavy amount of money, secondly, it is only for a few days. Thirdly, the samskara develops. I want this, I want this, I want this. What is the way out? That is where Upanishads like ఇష కేన కఠ ముండక మాండుక్య హెల్పర్స్. సో వాట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్? సో శంకరాచార్య డివైడెడ్ ది వరల్డ్ ఉపనిషత్ ఇన్ టు త్రీ పార్ట్స్, ఉప, నీ అండ్ ది రూట్ సత్. వాట్ డస్ ఇట్ మీన్? ఉప మీన్స్ దెర్ ఆర్ డిఫరెంట్ మీనింగ్స్ ఆర్ దేర్. ఫైనల్లీ ఆల్ ది మీనింగ్స్ ఆర్ అబ్సల్యూట్లీ సేమ్ థింగ్, దే ఆర్ ఇండికేటింగ్ ఇన్ డిఫరెంట్ వర్డ్స్. గురు మీన్స్ ది సాధక అప్రోచెస్ ఎ గురు. వై గురు? బికాస్ ఎ గురు హెస్ ఆల్రెడీ అండర్ గాన్ దిస్, హీ వాక్డ్ ది పాత్ అండ్ హీ హెస్ అండర్ గాన్ ది డిఫికల్టీస్. హీ నోస్ సమ్ షార్ట్ కట్స్, హీ నోస్ ది అబ్స్టకల్స్, హీ కెన్ హెల్ప్ ఎ లాట్. బికాస్ జస్ట్ లైక్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎ టీచర్ అండ్ లెర్నింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్, యాజ్ ఐ మెన్షన్డ్, ఇంక్లూడింగ్ పిక్ పాకెటింగ్. ఎ గురు ఈస్ హైలీ హెల్ప్ఫుల్. ఉప, అప్రోచ్ ఎ గురు. వాట్ డస్ హీ డూ? నీ మీన్స్ వితౌట్ ది లీస్ట్ బెనిఫిట్ ఆఫ్ డౌట్, దెర్ ఈస్ నో డౌట్ ఎట్ ఆల్, కంప్లీట్లీ ష్యూర్లీ. వాట్ డస్ హీ డూ? హీ గివ్స్ యూ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ మేక్స్ యూ ఎ క్రాస్ ది సంసార యాజ్ హీ హ్యాడ్ క్రాస్డ్ ఎర్లియర్. దట్స్ వై హీస్ అథెంటికేటెడ్ ఇస్ వాట్ శ్రీ రామకృష్ణ మీన్స్. డిడ్ గాడ్ గివ్ అథారిటీ? దిస్ ఈస్ వన్ మీనింగ్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది అదర్ మీనింగ్? ఉప మీన్స్ నియర్. వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ నియర్? వాట్ ఈస్ ది నియరెస్ట్ థింగ్ టు మీ? ఈజ్ ఇట్ ది బాడీ ఈజ్ ది నియరెస్ట్ థింగ్? ఈజ్ దర్ సంథింగ్ మోర్ నియర్? ఎస్, మైండ్ ఈజ్ ది నియరెస్ట్ థింగ్. ఈజ్ దర్ ఎనీథింగ్ స్టిల్ మోర్ నియర్ టు మీ? ఎస్, నియరెస్ట్ థింగ్ టు మీ ఈజ్ సత్, చిత్ అండ్ ఆనంద. ఇన్ అదర్ వర్డ్స్, దెర్ ఈజ్ నథింగ్ నియరెస్ట్ టు మీ అదర్ దాన్ ది ఆత్మ. Why do I say? Because even the body is some distance and whatever is separate, it will divorce me or I divorce it sooner or later. The mind also divorces. In fact, every second thought is a divorce of the first thought. But this Atman is me, is myself. So I always feel that. So what is the nearest thing? Myself. And who am I? That at the moment, I do not know. But through the grace of the God, through the grace of the Guru, I will acquire that self-knowledge and that is the meaning. And once I know I am the Atman, I become free. That means I never again fall into the trap of Ajnana. So, how many Vedas are there? 4 Vedas are there. Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, Athar Veda. And how many Upanishads are there? I think thousands of Upanishads, but most of them have been lost. So some people say there are more than 1,000. In fact, 1,180, but 108 Upanishads are popular, but there are some books published practically in every language, especially Sanskrit. More than 200 Upanishads are available. Of them, 10 Upanishads are considered very important, Mukhya Upanishad. Why are they called Mukhya or major Upanishads? Simple reason, Shankaracharya had written commentaries on them. So what are they? Isha, Kena, Katha, Prashna, Mundaka, Mandukya, Tithiraha, means Taitriya, Aitareya, Chandogyam, Prahadaranyakam Tatha. This is one shloka, just easier to understand. సో ఈషా కేన కఠ ప్రశ్న ముండక మాండుక్య తైత్రేయ ఇతరేయ చాందోగ్య బృహదారణ్య. అండ్ వై డిడ్ శంకరాచార్య రైట్ చూస్ దీస్ 10? నాట్ దట్ అదర్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఆర్ అన్ఇంపార్టెంట్, బికాస్ సమ్ పీపుల్ సే దెర్ ఆర్ 2 రీజన్స్. వన్ రీజన్ ఈస్ దీస్ 10 ఉపనిషత్స్ కవర్ ప్రాక్టికల్లీ ఎవ్రీ సింగిల్ పాయింట్ దట్ ఎ సాధక నీడ్స్ టు కవర్. దట్ ఈస్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. సో ఐదర్ ది సారాంశ, ది సమ్మరి, ఫ్రమ్ ఎవరి యాంగిల్ ఆల్ దీస్ 10 ఉపనిషత్స్, వాట్ వన్ ఉపనిషత్ డజంట్ కవర్ ది అదర్ ఉపనిషత్ విల్ కవర్. అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ వాట్ వీ హ్యావ్ డిస్కవర్డ్ బై ది స్టడీ ఆఫ్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఉపనిషత్స్ విచ్ ఐ హ్యాడ్ డన్. ఈశావాస్య, కఠ, ముండక, మాండుక్య ఈస్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్, ప్రశ్న ఈజ్ ఓవర్ నౌ, అండ్ నౌ వీ హ్యావ్ స్టార్టెడ్ ది కేన ఉపనిషత్స్. దట్ ఈస్ ది ఫస్ట్ రీజన్. So, what is the second reason? There is a very important reason. Now, the foundational scriptures of Hinduism are called prasthanatraya. The whole of Hinduism or what is called Vaidika Tattva is standing on this tripod of three scriptures. The Upanishads, Brahma Sutras and Bhagavad Gita. And now in the Brahma Sutra, what is Brahma Sutra? So there are several rishis. They used several languages and people go on quarreling about the words, which has been beautifully illustrated by Sri Ramakrishna. There is only a tank and four ghats are there, or there can be more ghats. Some people call the water, as aqua, as jala, or as pani, or in different languages, different names may be. But they are quarreling. No, this is not water, this is jal. So Sri Ramakrishna said, it is only a quarrel with regard to the words. All of us mean exactly the same thing. That is, Brahman is that water, and Brahman is where we want to reach, because Brahman is Sat, Chit and Ananda, and different sages at different places, at different times, have used certain words which might lead to the confusion that the Upanishads or the rishis or the God-realized souls are quarreling with each other. They differ from each other. They are in conflict with each other. No, that is not true. That is what Veda Vyasa. He is the master of all the Vedas, and he has studied all the Upanishads thoroughly, and he understood, and then he reconciled all of them. All the Upanishads have only one tatparya, that is, God alone is, and the goal of every being ultimately is to attain to that God, because each soul is only God, potential God. And for that is written the Brahma Sutras. Now these Brahma Sutras have taken these seemingly conflicting statements from the Upanishads, and most of these seeming contradictory statements are from these 10 Upanishads. And that is why he has taken 10. But truth to speak, even one single Upanishad, for example, Mandukya appears a little bit difficult, but it is not that difficult really. So Isavasya Upanishad contains 18, Mandukya contains only 12. So there are many other Upanishads, minor Upanishads are there, doesn't really matter whatever it is. So that is why he has taken. This Kena Upanishad happens to be one of those 10 major Upanishads where commentaries, not only by Shankaracharya, but some of the other Acharyas are also available for us. And as I mentioned earlier, why is this name Kena? Because the very first mantra of the Upanishad begins with Kena Ishitam Patati Preshitam Manaha Kena Pranaha Prathamaha Praiti Yuktaha. And the entire Upanishad is in the form of a dialogue. And what is the dialogue? There was a disciple. We don't know who he is. There was a teacher. We also don't know who is the teacher. But there is one question, and that is the first question that propelled, inspired, supported by whom the mind and the body and the body and mind and the entire universe really function. So, what is that? So, here two ideas are given. Manaha, the mind, and pranaha, that which sustains this mind, both in its gross state, subtle state, and also causal state. What do I mean? It is the prana. It is called mukhya prana. Here it is called prathama, first prana. And that is what sustains us in the waking state, in the dream state, as well as even while we are sleeping. Otherwise, thanda ho gaya. That means we'll be dead without the prana. Neither the mind functions, not to speak of the body and mind. So the entire Kena Upanishad is an answer to the only one question. Unlike Prashna Upanishad, which has got 6 students, and 6 students, not 6 questions, but more than 6 questions, more than perhaps 12 or 15 questions, something like that, I do not remember. So, that is this first mantra starts with the word Kena. Ishavasya, because Ishavasya is the first word. That is why it is called Kena Upanishad. The entire Upanishad is in the form of a dialogue. We don't know who is the disciple and the teacher. But to this one question, entire 34 slokas is the answer to that one question. And it is not very elaborate, only 35 mantras, but one of the most marvelous way of presenting. Sometimes it even baffles us. But that is why Kena Upanishad is not advised to be learned unless we go through Isha, Katha, Mundaka and other Upanishads. Because the depth of thought that is embedded in this Kena Upanishad is truly, it is unfathomable unless we go to a teacher. And we have to be equipped completely, and that's what we are going to discuss. Shanti Mantra is so that we can be all the required, requisite spiritual, physical, mental qualities. Remember, it will not do to have only spiritual qualities. We must have a requisite physical body, requisite mind. So why I am mentioning, and actually I am not mentioning, every Shastra mentions it, the whole Patanjali Yoga Sutra, why does it do so much of pranayama, yama, niyama, asana, etc., etc.? Because all the instruments must be made not only fine, not only strong, but they must be synchronized, harmonized. It is this lack of harmony that is one of the major causes of unhappiness. And when we say the samsara binds, we mean this unhappiness. If the samsara is very happy, nobody would have liked to get out of it, and there is no necessity also. But necessarily, the whole samsara's purpose, the hidden agenda of this entire samsara, consisting of avidya maya and vidya maya, is to enlighten us, to awaken us, enlighten us, and lead us to the realization, Aham Brahmasmi. Understood in this way, samsara is not only not an enemy of ours, it is the greatest friend. In course of our discourse, I will definitely dwell on those things. And as we know, different Upanishads belong to different Vedas, especially 4 Vedas. And every Veda, before studying, before even chanting, Shanti mantras have to be studied. Every mantra has got its own separate, private Shanti mantra is there. And this Kena Upanishad belongs to the Samaveda, to which even Chandogya Upanishad also belongs. That means Kena and Chandogya have this same Shanti Patha. What is this Shanti Patha? Om Apyayantu Mamangani, Vak Pranas Chakshuhu, etc. So this can be divided into a few parts. We will go into it. But before that, I wanted to remind you, in yesterday's class, I have mentioned that there are at least three important reasons why Shanti Patha has to be done. What did I say? The very first is that we accept without God's grace, it is impossible to have a body, to have a healthy body, healthy mind, and enough amount of time, and less responsibility, and proper guru, and also all the obstacles like kama, krodha, etc. have to be completely removed. Always apply the understanding with concrete illustrations. Totapuri Maharaj, a strong constitution and extraordinarily strong will, but like anybody else, he also got kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. How did he get this strong body, strong mind, strong will, and a great guru, a Brahmagna guru, and all the obstacles inner enemies, so-called inner enemies like lust and anger, greed, jealousy, pride, etc. All these, how did they get removed? How was his mind filled? By the grace of God. And Tathapuri Maharaj had realized it in the end, again by the grace of the mother, that your body is me, your mind is me. All the Kama Krodha I have removed, so to say, from my own body, from my own mind. But you did not understand it, and you never came to me, you never bowed down to me. But now you understand, 1 millisecond is enough to put you down, so that you cannot even concentrate for a single second. He could not concentrate. The man of Samadhi could not concentrate. The man who climbed Mount Everest could not take one step forward, cannot lift his foot. See what happens. So, first reason is that we must have the grace of God. What is the second reason? All my limbs, my body, my mind. The body must be very strong. Then the mind, it must get rid of all the negative qualities. It must acquire all the required spiritual qualities, and this process is known as adhikaritva. That is, I am a fit aspirant, all by the grace of God. So remove all these obstacles, make my body, mind strong, and firmly fix all the spiritual qualities necessary for God realization, because God can be realized only by godly qualities. That's why I mentioned, study the 16th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, then for practical purpose, study the Bhaja Govindam, and then I also said, study the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, because we come to know through Sri Ramakrishna's Gospel that the ultimate running is only in one direction, and that is towards God. All other runnings are absolutely useless. So these are the three meanings. But there is one meaning we can add, very important. Some of the Shantipathas contain a particular part of that Shantipatha, peace chant, the very essence of the Upanishad. For example, when we say Purnamadaha Purnamidam, this, that is enough. We don't need to go any further. Similarly here, in this Samaveda Shantipatha, there is one particular word, Sarvam Brahma Upanishadam. Like Isavasya Upanishad, whatever you see, whatever was, whatever is, whatever will be, is nothing but pure Brahman. That is what he'll name, Upanishadam Brahma. That Brahma, about which all the Upanishads, without exception, are singing the glories of that ultimate supreme reality. And whether you open your eyes, close your eyes, it is nothing but Brahma. What does it mean? It means that the world you see outside when you open your eyes, eyes means all other organs, sense organs, is nothing but Brahman. Brahman with Nama Rupa is the world. World without Nama Rupa is Brahma. This is Mahavakya, this is the highest teaching, and this is what a qualified student is supposed to hear from a God-realized guru. Now we will go one by one of these things. First, a student prays. So, all my organs and bodies must be very, very healthy. Why should they be healthy? Not only my organ, but my teacher's organs also. Because he should remember what he has to teach me. He should have the sufficient intelligence to express them so that I can understand. And every student that approaches him may understand, because everybody's understanding capacity and retaining capacity are different, and the approach should be from one person, one-to-one approach, not mass approach. So my teacher also must have the grace of God. His body will be fine, his mind is fine, he will be alert, his memory is fine, and everything falls in place exactly at the right time. So both our limbs must be absolutely fine. In fact, this is expressed earlier in sahana bhavato, sahanau bhunakto, saha viryankaram. Saha means together. Together means the students as well as the teacher. And what are the limbs? A few limbs are there, but we have to add every limb, because Sri Ramakrishna used to say, if a person is lacking one limb, very difficult for him to realize God. Why? Not because the lack of the limb, but he will become acutely self-conscious. Oh, I am blind, I am deaf, I am ugly, I am lame, and I don't have hands, or I have got different types of body formation. Acutely aware, inferiority complex will come, and 99% of the mind will be worried 24 hours, why was I born like that? Why did God make me? What papas did I commit? With this kind of mind, the person will not be able to progress in spiritual life. So, let the limbs be all right. But what if there is somebody whose limbs are not all right? What happens? He says, by God's grace, you should be able to overcome that inferiority complex and say, what if I am lame, doesn't matter. If I am blind, it doesn't matter. But I am keen on achieving what I want to achieve, and God will say, I will not even think a second time. Sri Ramakrishna's teachings are marvelous. I will tell you one such. Then Sri Ramakrishna says, when you see a lame person, never ask, hey, lame fellow, how did it happen that you became lame? Don't say that. You approach him, receipt wise, mama, uncle. And here also mama comes. Don't think it is uncle. Ma two words are there. So mama means uncle. How did this your leg become lame? Did you have an accident? Otherwise, you call him a lame fellow, and his attention will be all the more worse. No, never say that. By God's grace, I may be blind, I may be lame, I may not be able to eat food, doesn't matter. All these are not important, but if I have the right intention and right Shraddha and right resolve to do what sadhana is necessary according to the direction of my Guru, it will be absolutely fine. So every limb, that is all the karmendriyas, all the gnanendriyas, must be in a good working condition. They need not be super like a coffee taster, wine taster, but there should not be any defect. That will be very good. So, as I mentioned, the Guru's organs also must be there so that he can teach what is absolutely necessary. This is the first one that is there. Then you know this prana. What is the meaning of the prana here? Here prana means without prana, mukhya prana, prathama prana. Without this prana, it is practically impossible for anybody, for the body to function, for the mind to function. Enthusiasm is not there. What does it mean? Prana is very slack. Prana has gone to the lowest ebb. And that is what is being told here. Then prana. Prana is very important, because we have to survive. Prana sustains us in the waking state, in the dreaming state, and as well as in the deep sleep state. Then eyes, chakshuhu. What is the chakshuhu? Remember, chakshu means eyes. And shrotram means ears. What does it mean? Remember, earlier in our last Prashna Upanishad, bhadram karne vihe shunayama devaha bhadram pashyema akshabhi jatraha. It is not that we have to see many things. Let us see what is helpful for me to go to God. Let me hear what will help me to go to God. Is it possible that we always hear Vedanta? No. But we have to try our level best to use our available time and energy. But even something that we see can help us. What a marvelous thoughts we have to think about it, even the Shantipatha. How does it help? So, I funnily made one remark, you know, ది కలికాల భాగవతం ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ న్యూస్ పేపర్ అండ్ న్యూస్ పేపర్ రెడ్ ప్రాపర్లీ కెన్ బి గ్రేట్ ఉపనిషత్. హౌ కమ్ ఆల్ దీస్ డర్టీ థింగ్స్ ఆర్ బీయింగ్ టౌటెడ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ ఎక్స్పాండెడ్ అండ్ దే ఆర్ గ్రాఫికల్లీ ప్రజెంటెడ్? నో, నాట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. సి హౌ ఫూలిష్లీ పీపుల్ ఆర్ క్వారలింగ్ అండ్ బిఫోర్ ఎనీథింగ్ ఈజ్ ఓవర్ దే ఆర్ ఓవర్, నోబడి గెట్స్ ఎనీ రిజల్ట్. ఆర్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ యూ లుక్ టు ది ఆబిచురీ కాలమ్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇమాజిన్ థర్డ్ పేజ్ న్యూస్ పేపర్ ఆబిచురీ కాలమ్ స్వామి దయాత్మానంద ఎస్టర్డే హెడ్ ఏ హార్ట్ అటాక్ అండ్ సడన్లీ గాన్. బై ది వే, యూనో ఐ ప్రిఫర్ హెడ్ హార్ట్ అటాక్ బికాస్ ఇస్ ది మోస్ట్ క్విక్కెస్ట్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ డెత్. ఆర్ ఈవెన్ బెటర్ ఈస్ దేర్, దట్ ఈస్ ఐ హ్యావ్ ఫస్ట్ క్లాస్ ఐస్ క్రీమ్ దెన్ ఐ గో టు బెడ్ అండ్ దెన్ నోబడి విల్ ఫైండ్ మీ అవే. సో మెనీ అదర్ థింగ్స్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ టు మెన్షన్ బికాస్ ఐ నో ఇట్ ఈస్ టైమ్ ఫర్ సో మెనీ ఆఫ్ యూ టు ఈట్ అండ్ ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ యువర్ మౌత్స్ మే వాటర్. సో వెరీ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్, చక్షుః ఇస్ మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్. ఐ వాంట్ టు హ్యావ్ ది దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, ఐ వాంట్ టు హ్యావ్ ది దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ స్క్రిప్చర్, ఐ వాంట్ టు హ్యావ్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఆశ్రమ, ఐ వాంట్ దర్శన్ ఆఫ్ ది మై గురు అండ్ అదర్ హోలీ పీపుల్. ఎవ్రీథింగ్ కెన్ హెల్ప్ మీ అండ్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ టుడే ఈస్ కల్పతరు డే, ఎవ్రీవేర్ జాయస్ సెలబ్రేషన్స్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ ఆన్. ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు హ్యావ్ దర్శన అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎ గుడ్ ఐసైట్ ఈస్ నెసెసరీ విచ్ కెన్ హెల్ప్ మీ ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ టు స్ట్రెంగ్థెన్ మై స్పిరిచువల్ రిజాల్వ్, సెకండ్లీ కన్వర్ట్ ఈవెన్ సో కాల్డ్ అన్స్పిరిచువల్ ఈవెంట్స్ ఇన్ టు స్పిరిచువల్ ఈవెంట్స్. ఎస్ ఐ వాజ్ మెన్షనింగ్ రామకృష్ణ, he observed he was a great newspaper reader but not printed newspaper, he used to observe people. A fellow, he goes to court and he becomes ruined. The only people who get the benefit is the lawyers. So this fellow year after year is another fellow is getting children and as soon as he grows up the child dies and yet they don't come to their senses that why are we quarreling. Let us enjoy. What is there if an inch of my land is taken away by my brother or somebody? Or if I have only one child, what does it really matter? Don't you see? Death is surrounding all of us. Jeev sajo samare. That is what it comes. So, here, also good things. Vadram karne vihe runiyama devaha. And even worse things you hear. But you learn a great lesson if you have the tendency to learn the lesson. An indriyani, that means all the organs. Then balam, balam means strength. Every organ must be functioning correctly, then only it can help us to move forward in the direction. You want to sit, you require strength. You want to hear 1 hour, don't go on fidgeting, don't go on becoming restless, don't go on drinking 100 cups of tea or coffee to keep yourself awake. A healthy person with a healthy mind should not be able, will not be able to do, not necessary for him. But all other people require shakti. That is why the Upanishads proclaim, Nayamatma balahinena labhyaha. This Atman can never be obtained by balahinas. Then in the Shantipatha, after that prayer, is there sarvam brahma. Upanishadam brahma. In this very Shanti Pata, Sarvam Brahma, everything is Brahma. In fact, I am reminded on one of my favorite bhajans by one great South Indian saint, Telugu saint, called Sadashiva Brahmendra. He wrote only Sanskrit bhajans. And one of the bhajans is, Sarvam Brahma Mayam, Re Re Sarvam Brahma Mayam. There are other also, other bhajans giving the same meaning, సర్వం రామమయం, నాటు పిబరే రామరసం, ఖేలతి బ్రహ్మాండే భగవాన్, గాయతి వనమాలి మధురం. సో మెనీ మార్వలస్ భజన్స్ ఆర్ ప్యూర్ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సంస్కృత్. దిస్ పర్టికులర్ భజన్ సర్వం బ్రహ్మమయం, దట్ ఈస్ హిస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. బట్ బిఫోర్ దట్ హీ మస్ట్ హవ్ రెడ్, హిస్ గురు మస్ట్ హవ్ టాట్ హిమ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఈజ్ బ్రహ్మం. కిం వచనీయం, కిం అవచనీయం, వాట్ డూ యూ వాంట్ టు టాక్ అబౌట్ and what is worthy of being pronounced, what is unworthy of being every syllable is the Divine Mother. Here I want to insert some note. You see, I mainly bank on the lives of Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda to illustrate these. We know that it may take a little time, but I'm not going into only Shankara Bhashya, though I base my talks upon Shankara Bhashya, but living Sri Ramakrishna was practicing Tantra. Then he realized that the Divine Mother manifests in the form of all the alphabets. And in Sanskrit, we have got 52 alphabets. 52. Whereas the English alphabet is only 26. And then he used to say, every word in this world, even in India, even in the local languages, not to speak of Sanskrit, is consisting of these 52 letters only, excepting Tamil language, certain words are combined, they are not there so much. So far as I know, it has less number of syllables, alphabets, than any other language. Now, what is important here, every letter is a manifestation of the Divine Mother. In fact, if you see some yantras, Sri Chakra, etc., you will see everything is made up of this marvelous aksharas. There are some words which are called very bad words, very immoral words, dirty words, what they call sometimes four-letter words. But they are also made up of the same word. Sri Ramakrishna gives one example. This word yoni. Yoni means female sexual organ. For most of animals, it only reminds of the physical body. But this very word yoni is exactly made up of ya, then a plus o, and nakara plus the oval e. It is all made up of these only. How can it be bad word? That is why this word yoni is used in the Upanishads themselves. What is it? Jagat Karana, the entire universe is springing from the original. The place of origin is called yoga. Brahma Yadhi. Bhagavad Gita also, and the Brahma is yoni. Tasmin Garbham Dadhamyaham. I Purusha, through the Brahma, become manifest as this world. And another word, Karana. Karana means Madhya, that is wine. And another is Maithuna. Another is Matsya. Another is Mudra. Another is Mantra. There is no bad word at all. It all depends how our mind hovers over these things. So, everything is wonderful. That's what Sadashiva Brahmendra wants to say. Kim Vachaniyam, whatever you speak, you're only expressing what is called Shabda Brahma. Kim Avachaniyam, whatever you are thinking, these are bad words, what is called uncultured words, they're also made up of the same alphabet. Kim Rachaniyam, Kim Arachaniyam, what can be written or what cannot be written. Everything is Brahma. Kim Pathaniyam, Kim Apathaniyam. What do you want to study? Whatever you study, certain things can be studied, certain things should not be studied, but for a realized soul, everything represents only Ramanama. Kim Bhajaniyam, Kim Abhajaniyam. You want to worship or you want to discard as unworthy of being worshipped? Every single thing in this world is nothing but only that highest one. Again, Ramakrishna is telling that I have seen every syllable as the Divine Mother, and then he is telling during the tantric worship the worthless kind of plant is the sajani leaf and the most sacred tulasi leaf. Both are manifestations of the Divine Mother. Even the what we call feces, I make sometimes the joke, you know, you must understand that joke. What we cannot digest, it goes out in the form of the feces. But is it something bad? That's why I give the illustration. Suppose there is a dung beetle. Dung beetle. Why is it called dung beetle? It is a small insect. It lives on dung. Cow dung, human dung, pig dung, any type of dung. Suppose there is a bhakta beetle and it wants to eat food. And it does, what does it do? Brahma arpanam brahma havi. Is the dung Brahman or not? In fact, during his tantric sadhana, one day Sri Ram Bhairavi Brahmani had brought some what is called rotting human flesh, and I do not know, we do not know, she might even brought some human feces and then said, Baba, you taste them. Sri Ramakrishna said, how can I taste this, especially human flesh? Said, what is there, Baba? What is not fit food for you is the only fit food for some other creatures. This is called recycling process. So God, in the form of what we call good food. What is good food? Whatever is liked by me and good for me is a good food. But it may not be so for a dog. It may not be so for an insect. It may not so for a beetle. But everything in this world, everything is Brahman. That is what he is telling. Kim bhajaniyam, kim abhajaniyam, kim bodhavyam, kim abodhavyam. What is to be learned? What is to be discarded? Kim bhoktavyam, kim abhoktavyam. What is it that cannot be enjoyed? What is it that is unworthy of being enjoyed? Sarvatra sada hamsa dhyanam kartavyam bho mukti nidhanam. So if you want mukti, the only path that leads you to liberation or God realization, sarvatra, everywhere, sada, all the time, hamsa dhyanam, that is meditate upon the hamsa. What is hamsa? Hamsa reverse is called soham. This is the only duty in everybody's life. We are always doing it. Through the breathing in, we are saying sa, and through the breathing out, we are uttering the word ha, and if we can consciously do it, this is called ajapa japa, soham, soham is going on. And this is idea that is given in the Mundaka Upanishad again. Marvelous things we have to connect with various, from various Upanishads. Mundaka Upanishad quotes this one. Brahma vedam amrutam purastat, brahma paschat, brahma dakshinataha, cha uttarena, athascha, udvam cha prasrutam, brahma, eva idam vishram, idam varishtam. That immortal Brahman alone is in front of me. That Brahman is behind me. That Brahman is to my right. That Brahman is to my left. That Brahman is above me. That Brahman is below me. There is nothing in this whole universe which is not Brahman. That is the meaning of Sarvam Brahmam that we get in this. This is the greatest Advaita teaching. Everything is Brahman. Then the question that comes is, I am a sadhaka. I want to realize it. How do I realize it? Because first thing is, all we have prayed for the strength, for the proper functioning of every organ. Take every available resource and use it as an aid in our sadhana to move forward. Even in tantric sadhanas, we get something called shava sadhana. Shava means a dead body. Tantric aspirants, go into the smashana, sit on a rotting corpse, and then think about God. In fact, that will give you the greatest dhyana. I can guarantee you, if you dare to try at midnight, go there, sit on a rotting body, and I can tell you, your mind will never remember anything else excepting God. So, that is what he is telling. So, what is the way to realize this Brahman is everywhere? Then, what are we to do it? I must acquire some qualifications. And what are the qualifications? What is called spiritual qualities that are mentioned, 16th chapter, and improve our sattva guna, that is specifically mentioned in the 17th and also in the part of the part 18th chapter. That is why I cannot really realize. When I become sufficiently qualified, then the ajnana, the ignorance, will fall by itself. And this is a prayer as I said earlier, that is why some devotee, I don't know where this has come from, so he says, Tava tattvam na janami kidrushosi maheshwara yadrushosi mahadeva tadrushaya namo namaha. I think it has come in the Shiva Mahimna Stotram. I remember, I am not 100%. So, Tava tattvam na janami. O Lord Shiva, I don't know what is your nature, what are you? Kidrushosi maheshwara, what type you are, what personality you have, what nature you have, what is your qualities, characteristics, absolutely I am ignorant. But I am a devotee, yadrushosi mahadeva, whatever you may be, tadrushaya namo nama. I offer my repeated salutations to that. I do not know where you are, how you are, what characteristics you possess, whatever be your tattvam, I offer my salutations to that tattvam. So, these are the some of the ideas that we talk, and next week we will again go. Don't think I am taking too long a time. These are ideas that have to be drilled, that have to be pushed, injected into our brains again and again. We'll talk about it in our next class. And today is very, very holy day. It is New Year's Day for the whole world. And it is Kalpatarva, especially for the devotees of Sri Ramakrishna. And I pray to Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda, may this year be very fruitful and happy new year, not only spiritually, mentally, physically, in every way. Let Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Ji bless us all with this grace. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayoho Saritva Pranamami Muhurmuhu. May Ramakrishna, Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.